Joining us now with some insight, perhaps, is a deep throat informant who has agreed to join us as long as we disguised his voice, so we have digitally altered his voice to protect his identity. And we understand, deep throat informant, you were in the room with the owners when this happened. So first of all, thank you for your courage.
Yes.
Can you tell us what went down between Jerry and Robert Kraft?
I must tell you that I speak to you now under threat of death.
Oh, my God.
Death.
As we speak, I can occasionally see the roaming laser dot dance across my forehead from the gun held in the muscular arms of an across-the-street Roosevelt. But I feel I must get out the true story. I was privy to the fight between Jerry Joan and the craft of Robart. These two men hate each other. But this was not always the case. It used to be the biggest of friends.
Okay.
For many years. In fact, Jerry used to brag that he and Robart had gotten over 3,700 manual occupations together.
Oh, oh dear, that's a lot.
He said they would routinely instruct their masseuses to arc it toward each other.
What?
Crossing streams like dancing waters during full-body Christmas.
Bingo.
Goodness.
Then something happened, and the two neon fell out with one another. They had a falling out because Robart no longer wanted to protect Dan Snyder. Jerry has always stood up for Dan Snyder.
Yeah, he has.
But Robart said that is it. The time for protection is no longer here.
So dramatic.
Robart was mad when Jerry said he would continue the protecting. Robart then helicoptered a baguette toward Jerry, and it dislodged his toupee.
Oh, no.
And comically knocked it onto a nearby Roman statue.
Landed perfectly on the head.
Perfectly.
It is funny when that happens.
Jerry took offense at the baguette throwing and jumped onto Robart's back and started pummeling him about the hound dog face. Robart then ran backwards into a china cabinet, and all the Hummels fell forward and crashed down on them.
Wow, what a scene.
To the consternation of the Hummels' owner, Jim Irsay.
Okay.
Then Jerry broke free and grabbed a nearby scimitar. Robart grabbed a medieval mace and began swinging it wildly.
Oh, my gosh.
It was then, and only then,
that's right,
that Stan Kroenke spoke up and yelled, "Settle this some other way."
He yelled.
So Jerry yelled out in a Braveheart fashion, "Crafty contest."
Crafty contest.
He and Robart immediately pulled down the front of their Armani pantaloons and began doing marital stuff to their own selves.
I don't know if I believe this.
No way.
The first one to sully the shattered Hummels would win not only the argument, but the hearts and minds of the NFL owners.
I wouldn't win anything.
Jerry won the contest.
Oh, he did. Okay.
While Robart complained about new medication. It was then it was settled that Jerry was once again the king and leader of the NFL owners.
Wow. That's how they settled it.
I cannot speak anymore. I cannot.
Deep Throat, what do you think about Daniel Snyder's future? There he goes. The Deep Throat informant.